Hello, and welcome to another edition of your weekly devotional. As usual, I am your host, DK Obi, and today I will be discussing with us what I will call So Much for the Title. So Much from the Title. I am reading from the book of St. Matthew, St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, and Jesus is talking here. He's really rebuking the Pharisees. He's really giving them a slap on the wrist. And it starts from, he continues, and you go down to verse 5. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. These leaders in Israel, these people who led Israel spiritually, they were the spiritual leaders of that time. They were, so to speak, the custodians of the Holy Scripture. The whole nation looked up to them for leadership, for spiritual leadership. But instead, they used that opportunity and abused it and made it all about themselves. They did things to be validated by the people, to appear to be the best, to be special. They saw leadership as an opportunity to suppress the people and seem more special than others. It says here that they do things to be seen by men, to be accepted by men, to be praised by men, to give men a sense that they are more spiritual, that they are the spiritual powerhouses. And in verse 6, it says, they love the best places at the feasts. Before I continue to verse 6, notice it says that they make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. So in those days, there were these things they wore that had scripture, writings of scripture on their forehead and above their elbows, and everybody did it just to be able to recite the scripture very well. But these Pharisees made it so conspicuous for people to see, to show that they were better than others, to show that they were more spiritual than others. And also their garments were longer than others. We see a similar trend today where church leaders tend to do things to be noticed by people, to give people a sense of spiritual superiority. You see church leaders having special uniforms, special garments, special priestly robes to identify them as being superior. Now, am I saying it's wrong to wear a uniform as a minister of God? I'm not saying that. But you see that in a lot of cases, in most cases, people wear those things so that they can be revered more, so that they can get more respect from people, so that they can get more honor from people. From what Jesus is teaching here, that ought not to be. In verse 7, or verse 6, it says they love the best places at the feasts, the best seats in the synagogue. They want to sit down in special places, exalted above others. Verse 7, greetings in the marketplaces, to be called by men Rabbi, Rabbi. Rabbi in those days meant a teacher, a great teacher, a master of the scriptures. People today love to be called by titles. Church leaders today are getting so obsessed with titles. They want to be called pastor this and pastor that, apostle this, prophet this. They want to be called and identified and honored by titles. They want to sit in the best places in events and occasions. This is the spirit of pride. This is a spirit that has crept into people's lives in the church. And because of this, they have forsaken the original mandate to be servants, to be stewards, and to be ministers to God and to the people. And they have become lords over the people. Verse 8. But you do not be called rabbi. Jesus is warning his disciples. He's telling them that because of the knowledge of God's word, the knowledge of the mystery of Christ, there will be a tendency for people to want to ascribe all those titles to you, for people to want to honor you with titles. He's saying avoid that. He says, but you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. You are all brethren. Jesus is saying here, he's giving the clarification. He's saying that we're all on the same playing ground. We're all on level ground. We're all the same. We're all brethren. There is none greater than the other. We shouldn't create that impression that there is one greater than the other. I've heard people teach and say, look, heaven pays more attention to this man than any other person. They say, if this man should pray, heaven pays attention. That is not true. We are all the children of God. We are all heirs of the promise. No one is greater than the other. No one is more important to God than the other. No one is more special to God than the other. Verse 9, do not call anyone on earth your father, for the one is your father who is in heaven. Do not call anyone your father. Daddy, papa, Christ is saying, don't do that. Only your father in heaven. Is Jesus saying we can't call someone, maybe our biological father, our father? No, that's not what he's saying. Is Jesus saying we can't say, he is my spiritual father? He's not saying that, because in several places in scripture, we hear someone like Paul saying that Timothy is his son in the Lord. Another place, he says that that the Corinthians may have several instructors, but only one father. All those are just illustrations. They are not made in the sense of people ascribing superiority to a man. They call a man papa, daddy. Jesus is saying, don't call each other by that name. Don't ascribe that title to any other Christian, no matter how such a person has been of great impact in your life. This is the Master speaking. He's saying, don't do that. Don't encourage that in your midst. That is what Christ is saying. These are not my words. These are the words of Christ. The Pentecostal and the Charismatics were making fun of the Catholics one time, saying, you are worshipping a man called the Pope. Of course, the word Pope means father. They criticized that, but at the end of the day, they are doing the same. They have a man somewhere in one special city, in one special camp. They call their daddy, their papa. It's the same concept. We must resist this carnal way of addressing each other from what Jesus is teaching here. Verse 10, and do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. We are servant leaders. We've been called to serve. We've been called to follow the example of Jesus Christ, who stripped himself of all his glory, all his royalty, all his attributes as God. The Bible says that he, in his true form, in his original form, was God in every place. in every way, in appearance, in everything, he was God. He stripped himself of that and made himself of no reputation. Came as a servant. God coming as a servant. This is the example we should follow. Not being lords, not lording ourselves over others, but being servants. The attitude of service, to serve one another. And whoever exalts himself, verse 12, will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. My brother, my sister, there are so many Christians, so many church leaders nowadays that exalt themselves. They exalt themselves. They lift themselves up to a pedestal which God has not ordained. And Christ is saying, they will be humble. But those who are willing to serve in humility, to serve in love, to wash the feet of the brethren, he's saying they will be exalted. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you received it, why do you boast as though you have not received it? There is nothing that we are today or that we have that we didn't receive from the Lord. There is no need to be so boastful and so proud and so pompous because we are spiritual, or because we're able to preach the gospel. This is not the right attitude. I will say this. If you are serving God and you don't feel comfortable being called by your first name, then the flesh has taken over. I repeat, if you are serving God, maybe you're a leader in the church and you don't feel comfortable when you are called by your first name without your title, something is definitely wrong. You are walking in the flesh. The flesh is responding. You need to work on the state of your heart, because Jesus is saying the titles don't matter. You say, how can you say that? That's what scripture says. Titles don't matter. Titles don't matter. Titles don't matter. You say, titles are there so that people can, you know, reverence more and respect more and all that. Jesus is saying, the way to get that is to serve, is to be a servant. He who will be the greatest among you, he who will be exalted among you, must have the demeanor and the conduct of a servant. You are blessed.